are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning, it's Roger Hilly. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Dave. You amaze me. You used more words up in an hour than I use up in a month.
Sometimes you just kind of have to. But boy, we're hard to believe. We're just a week away from the start of the Trails for Transplants trail ride in Fort Pierre.
How does that happen? You know, it seems 6 months ago we started, and now all of a sudden it's upon us. Next week we're going to just do it, and we're going to do it right. Looks like we've got a good weather forecast. I'm excited. My team is excited. We're excited to be down in Fort Pierre.
Yeah, it's going to be a great trail ride. You've got some fantastic trails set up. Why don't you remind us again where the trails are going to take you?
Well, all the trails will be southwest of Fort Pierre, and we're going to be along the Bad River for a while. We're going to be along the Willow Creek. We're going to get up on top of those breaks and those hogbacks. So the first day, the horses will have to work kind of hard getting up those steeper ridges, but very, very scenic, beautiful country. We'll get over into the Turner Ranch a little bit. It's just going to be a wonderful 3 days.
Yeah, you're going to cover some fantastic scenery there on those trail rides. Now, is it still open for folks who would like to be part of this? Do they have to get registered?
Well, we'd like as many to register as possible on the website. We're struggling a little bit on our website right now with access, but anyone who wants to come, they can just register, come by either Wednesday afternoon or Thursday morning early, and we'll be ready to rock.
Sounds great. And I know Fort Pierre's really opened their arms up to your group, haven't they?
Oh, it's amazing. You folks down there, I mean, we've done this for years, and we've had other communities open their arms, but gee, the Chamber of Commerce is putting out a big meal for us, and Scott Deal over there at the fairgrounds is doing a beautiful job for us, opening up his fairgrounds. And yeah, I just can't say enough about how friendly and outgoing the Fort Pierre area is for us.
Yeah, no surprise, a great group of folks over there. Now, for people who want to come on out and be part of the trail ride, what are some of the things that you want them to know, and what should they be prepared for?
Well, it should be prepared for having a little bit of water along, maybe a sandwich for noon, but mostly be prepared to have fun. Mm-hmm. We've got a few rules, not a lot. We don't want any untethered colts or anything like that, and we stay away from stud horses so we don't have issues like that. But other than that, it's if you're going to ride, it's you got a week left. Get your horses legged up and rode down, and have them be in shape and yourself be in shape. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful trip. This is our 10th year, and we've done it without any accidents. We work real hard on safety with our riders and horses. We watch them both. But not much more except get out there early and get registered.
Sounds great. And let's remind people of what Trails for Transplants' mission is all about.
Well, our mission is to raise awareness for the need of organ donors. There's over 100,000 people right now waiting for organs of one type or another. And our goal is to make sure people will register to be donors, so you don't have to make that decision at a point in time when it's not comfortable. And secondarily, we raise money to help those who are either waiting for or recovering from organ transplants.
Yeah, it's a great thing that you guys do, and I love that you go all over different places doing these trail rides, raising awareness. It's a great cause, and it's really going to be a great time next week.
I can't tell you how excited I am, but I have to tell you, I'm just amazed because we plan and plan and plan. It seems like it's a long ways off, and mm-hmm. And here it is, Dave. We're ready to rock.
And
the weather looks wonderful.
Yeah, that's the fantastic thing, too. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate, so I encourage all the horsemen and horsewomen out there, head on out. It's going to be a great time. I mean, this is a great opportunity, so don't pass it up.
Yeah, one other thing I'd like to remind your loyal listeners there, Dave,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to have some fellowship each night at the fairgrounds, and of course a meal supplied by the chamber, and I want to be very, very careful to say this is not only Fort Pierre, it's the Fort Pierre Pier, South Dakota, Aberdeen, the whole area, and we've got a lot of people coming from Minnesota, we got some from Montana, we've got some from North Dakota, so it'll be a great time.
It really will. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Roger. I know it's going to be a blast for everyone next week, and I know you're looking forward to it.
All right. Keep using up those words, my friend.
Will do. Will do. We'll hope to see you next week, Roger.
Will do.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dave.
You bet. There's Roger Hilly, Trails for Transplants. If you want to get registered, as Roger mentioned, online, it is trails4transplants.org. Get registered for the trail ride. It is going to be a great time, and all for a great cause, as you heard. There's your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.